And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Studio. With your news for the hour, we have, during Monday's Bad Axe City Council meeting, the city's Chief of Police, Sean Weber, received a special memorial plaque in honor of Police Officer Ernie Peltier, who passed away recently. Weber was touched by the honor for a fellow officer and noted that he appreciated the thoughtfulness. The presentation of the plaque was done during public comment at the beginning of the meeting that lasted about 30 minutes. In other matters, approval was given to spend $21,855 for a new system at the RAS building and to accept the $8,035 bid from Mauer Electric to install new LED lights at the tennis pickleball courts. Approval was also given to pay bills that totaled $158,815. The council approved the reappointment of Kevin Richardson to the Central Huron Ambulance Board, and they accepted the applications for the Bad Axe Fire Association Board member vacancy. The council also accepted applications for the Planning Commission Board member vacancy that they had received so far. Applications for the commission seat will be accepted until December 30th. The final decision on that appointment is expected to be made at the first council meeting in January of 2026. The rest of the meeting was spent thanking the outgoing council members for their service and welcoming the incoming members while offering wishes for a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Speaking of Christmas and a Happy New Year, Michigan State Police troopers turned holiday giving into a lighthearted arrest over the weekend as they helped collect toys and donations for local children in need. On Saturday, December 3rd, 2025, Trooper Andrew Pastu joined members of the Thumb Area Mudrunners at ShopRite and Vassar for the annual Stuff a Blue Goose Toy Drive, where shoppers were invited to fill an MSP patrol vehicle with new unwrapped gifts and contribute monetary donations for families in the community. As part of the event, troopers took the Grinch into custody, playing up that Dr. Seuss character's reputation for stealing Christmas, while symbolically showing that holiday spirit had won over mischief. Everything collected during the drive will stay in the local area to support children and families in need this season. And organizers extended a heartfelt thank you to everyone who donated or stopped by to help make the effort a success. In other news, Bay City Police report that 16-year-old Juliana Chambers has been found safe 5 days after she was reported missing from her home. According to Bay City Public Safety Captain Nathan Webster, Chambers was located Tuesday, December 16th, following a search that began after she was last seen late Wednesday night, December 10th, or early Thursday morning, December 11th. Authorities determined the incident was a runaway case and confirmed that no foul play was involved. Webster said the case is now closed. We will be right back with your weather after this short PSA.
We are mercy on a mission. Together we bring hope and healing.
Millions live with treatable conditions, but no access to surgery. Mercy Ships changes that. For 50 years, our hospital ships have brought free, life-changing surgeries, restoring health, dignity, and hope. Learn more at mercyships.org.
And we are back now. That was your weather update. I am Tate Servance at the Thumb Broadcasting Center. That was also some good news for the hour. I thought a good way to end the night for me would be giving you guys good news. And now to Steve Adamson with our weather.